That's pretty funny. Laugh out loud. Hey, did you know you was 14 again?
That's cool. I'm good with it.
Yeah? Yeah, you don't supposed to ask a girl her age, I guess. For a 14-year-old, she got a great playlist.
Yay!
All right, so, dang, if you're 14 years old, that makes me younger.
You'd be 14 years younger than you are right now.
Oh, you just gave away your age.
No, no, I mean, I meant 25 years younger.
Oh, you better hope none of them can do math after hearing what you just said. All right, what are you trying to call me, an old geezer or something?
Well, no.
All right, so where are we going here?
We're going to go to Think About You by Guns N' Roses.
Think About You by Guns N' Roses. Well, they're thinking about you right now. They're doing the math. Get your calculators out. I'd be 14 years younger, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. You done told them. remember what was going on in that song.
Oh, yeah, he was saying he thinks about you a lot. Well, not you specifically, but you know.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought I had to, like, you know, there's a star thinking about me. I'm like, wow, that's cool. No. Anyway, so you had to clarify that.
Yeah.
All right. Not me specifically.
I mean, it could be, but...
Yeah, well. Anyway, so where are we going from that?
Now we're going to do Captain High Top by Mother Love Bone.
Captain High Top. Is that like a shoe?
It's kind of what I thought of, but probably...
All right. You know, I had a catch in my throat all the way during my show. It was hard to, you know, even try to talk. You said that's where it started for you?
Yep, that's where it started. It lasted like a week, and I'm finally getting over it.
Oh, well, I can't have this lasting a week unless it's done before the next deal with shows. Nights of the Round Table is good, though, because then I can have other people talking as much as they possibly can, and, yeah.
You can listen.
I was trying to find the honey, because that will coat your throat.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't find that.
I had to throw it away.
Oh. That figures. Anyway, so, Captain High Top. Sounds like a basketball player.
I didn't think of that.
Oh. All right, well, let's hear what it's got to play. Is it a good song? Is there any significance about it?
It's a good song.
All right, here we go. Saying about I shouldn't tell people
that you're not classy.
What should I tell them then?
You're feeling classy.
Yeah, I'm feeling classy, man. Dang. Hey, but I have a brilliant personality.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. All right, so where are we going now?
We're going to go to Whatever We Want by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Whatever We Want by Red Hot Chili Peppers. So, you know, I guess I can have class if I want it.
Yeah.
Because it's what he just said, whatever we want. All right, there we go. I got class now. And clout. I had to throw that one in there. Alright, I gotta pause that because Kara actually thought clout was a disease.
That's another thing you don't tell people.
Yeah, don't tell people you got a disease. Anyway, back to the song. I just had to share that. Clout, a disease. Oh no,
like
you got
clout,
a case of the clout. I wonder if there's a cure for that.
I would hope so.
I'm So if you have clout without the gout, then you're doing good.
But, I mean, it is possible to get the clout with the gout.
That would be bad.
And at least you have one thing going for you.
Yeah, I wonder if that would balance it out. So, I had something intelligent to say, but it just kind of just shot off down the road somewhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, so where are we going?
We're going to go to Almost Again by Strapping Young Lad.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm a strapping young lad. Huh. Look at that. Huh? Yeah?
That pose.
Well, that laughter is just like, how are you supposed to build up somebody's self-esteem whenever they say, I'm a strapping young lad, and you go,
oh.
Okay, there's that pose again.
Yeah. Yeah.
No? All right. That's funny. Anyway, Strapping Young Lad by who?
Almost Again by Strapping Young Lad.
Okay, so that's the name of the band.
Yeah.
The Strapping Young Lad.
Yeah.
And the song is Almost Again.
Yeah.
So a strapping young lad sung this song.
Yes.
All right, now we got clarification. Moving right along. Here we go. I still say I'm a strapping young lad. Don't laugh so hard. So, there was a lot of yelling in the last portion of that one.
Yep. Nice blow your face off song.
Yeah.
Like.
Bursted eardrum. Ah! Yeah. Don't be yelling in my ear, man. So, what are we doing now?
Now we're going to do Smoking in the Boys' Room by Motley Crue.
Smoking in the Boys' Room. Do you think there's any smoking going on in the girls' room?
I don't know what you're talking
about. hey, I ain't making no accusations.
Uh-huh, that was a very pointed look over there.
All right, here we go. Never seem to have one of those days where everyone's on your case from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you about it. I'm sitting in a classroom making an empty track, listening to the teacher rap just at my back. By the two day old friend, you know it's my cue. I'm gonna meet the boy. Say for the record, smoking is not allowed in school.
Okay. Why no now?
Just for the record. Anyway, you know, I heard an urban legend that you're not supposed to smoke in an outhouse. Ugh. First off, I don't even want to go in an outhouse because they reek.
Mm-hmm.
But could you imagine you go in here to light one up and boom! All that methane lights up. Go watch my video, Caveman Killed the Dinosaur. Have you watched that yet?
I don't think so.
You gotta see that. It tells you the true history of how the dinosaur disappeared.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What does that have to do with smoking in an outhouse?
Well, it's the same concept. You go light up and methane ignites and bow. You boom. You look like, you come out there looking like, What's that Hulk guy? With a cross with Einstein. All green and your hair all jacked up and smoking. You know, like smoke coming off of it. Anyway.
I don't want that.
Just try it. You gotta try it at least once. Alright, so where are we going now?
Now we're gonna do The Ripper by Judas Priest.
The Ripper?
Yeah.
Is that like Jack the Ripper?
I think so.
Is that what this song's about?
I don't know.
You don't know. It's just a good song. Don't know what it's about. But
we can find out.
Alright, we'll have to Google it.
You're in for a surprise. You're in for a shock. In London town streets, when there's darkness and fire, when you least expect me, and you turn your back, I'll attack. I smile when I'm sneaking through shadows by the wall. I laugh when I'm creeping, but you won't hear me at all. Fear, and never knowing if I'm near. I'm sly and I'm shameless, nocturnal and nameless. Except for the Ripper, or if you like, Jack the Knife.
Anyway, that was about Jack the Ripper.
Cool.
So we were saying that whenever you go down a dark alley, if you're in London, then you just be swinging and kicking in every direction, no matter how dark it is.
Yeah.
Stinks to be the wino coming out of the behind the dumpster.
Yeah.
But hey, if it could have possibly been Jack the Ripper, you could be justified. I didn't know. Could have been Jack the Ripper. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
Yeah, and every time the lights go out, that's what you should do, is like, while your family's around, just everybody start swinging in random directions and kicking.
Okay.
And the lights will come back on to some extent. You'll see stars and little blue birdies.
This is a thing now. It's,
yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. That's why during the Y2K, I was joking about how the lights better not ever go off. There was people in the room that was going to get it.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Even Flow by Pearl Jam.
Even Flow by Pearl Jam. That's what you do when the lights go out. You have an even flow of fist and feet flying in every direction and elbow.
Oh, no. When the lights go out, I'm going to, like, drop to the ground and try to army crawl my way out of it. Stay low.
Yeah, well, if you do stay... vertical, then you need to do like you're in a mosh pit or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if your army crawl out the room, I'll be right there with you. Whatever happens in that room, that's not on us.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Pearl Jam, Even Flow.
Work.
I think Death Race is too violent of a name to call the game. I think it's going to be Utter Chaos instead.
Yeah, that works too. That, yeah.
All right, so you get this room or big, long, wide hallway, and you fill it up with different furniture, and you got everybody at one end of it, and you give them 30 seconds to see down the hallway or the room, and then you turn the lights out. You got a night vision camera, and they have to race to the other side.
I like it.
Yeah.
I want to play.
That would be dangerous. Can you imagine all the screams going on in there? Ah! Oh! Ah! People running into each other, tripping over furniture. Now, somebody who's got a photographic memory might navigate without no problem.
Right.
That ain't me.
I might get past the first couple furnitures.
Yeah.
And then
I'll be the first man down. Man down! Alright, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to do Helpless by Faith No More.
Yeah, so I'll be the helpless one in the floor.
Try not to step on you.
Yeah, alright, thanks. Alright, here we go. Helpless by Faith No More.
Never be. The moon winds are soft tonight, the tide is low. Now I know the way, but never get better now. Sometimes life is moves too slow, slows too cold. Speak. Hope becomes certainty, and for one is uncertain. I never felt better now. The garden is the perfect world, where everything has a place. Every stone, every speck of dirt, but where's my place? I never felt better now. I even tried to get arrested today, but every other looked the other way. I got the count the days, and for once I'm certain. I never felt better now.
Why don't you need your head?
at the end. Maybe he played the game.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we going now?
This will be the last one before the mystery song.
Oh, yeah. So. Tell them about the mystery song. What do they get?
Trip to their refrigerator for free drinks and snacks.
Yeah, you get an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks of your choosing.
I got bagel bites in my refrigerator.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Well, if you guess the song before everybody else does, or does that, do we get to play?
Well, I'm going to cheat and eat them anyway, but...
All right.
But this one's going to be Horror Scope by Overkill.
Cool. All right, here we go. Hall, it's the time y'all been waiting for, folks. It's the time to do the mystery song. And so what do you get? If you guess the name of the band and the name of the song, you get an all-expense trip paid to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Woohoo! All right, so here you go. Get your thinking caps on. Be the first one to tell the name and the band, and you win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Can't beat that with a stick.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know is the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Gonna buy 5 copies for my mother.
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroiders on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Indian guru, he's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we'll never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?